All right. Listen, bitch, this is your March wake-up call. You've been playing small through the winter, but now it's time to shake off the frost, unless you live in Michigan, because it's still snowing here. Step into your raw power and potential that's been simmering inside of you all along. I'm your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian mindset coach, best-selling author, and your fierce new cheerleader. And this is the Listen, Bitch podcast. We are in season 7, so this is all about unapologetically owning your worth, embracing the audacious vision that God has for your life, and breaking through every barrier that's keeping you stuck. If you are ready to ditch the hesitation, stop doubting your dreams, and start living the life that you were born to claim, then you've landed in the right spot. Every episode, we dive into faith and mindset and the no-nonsense truths that are going to help you ignite your next level. No fluff, no bullshit, no excuses. Just bold talk about stepping into your destiny as a human of purpose and power. March is here, and it's time to stop tiptoeing around, babe. Get ready to rise up, show up, and make this your year of unshakable growth. Let's roll. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fears, and you finally start unleashing your true potential. Hello, darlings. Hello, hello. So I put up a post a while back about listener requests for podcast episodes, and thank you for the responses, because it definitely, especially on, a Monday, come on, my brain's not functioning on all cylinders. Okay. I don't have to think about stuff. It makes it super easy. So this is another listener request about I guess serving people outside of the ego. Okay. Like, we're going to work on focusing on the needs of other people without seeking or having a desire for that recognition or personal gain. And so we're going to talk about how to ideally cultivate this mindset, because every mindset is something that we grow into and grow through. So the first thing, and I think this is really great, and the listener that requested this definitely has this, but I'm going to start here just in case you're struggling. The first step really is self-awareness. You have to recognize when your actions are driven by your ego, whether it is seeking that validation or approval or, the recognition. If you need people to be clapping for you, being aware of these tendencies is literally the first step in shifting your focus towards that service. Humility. Okay, I've had a dose of that the past couple of days. Approach service with a humble heart. You have to understand that the value lies in contributing to other people, not in how other people perceive your actions or in what you're receiving in return. And we're going to talk about empathy. You've got to tune into the needs and the feelings of other people. Understand their perspective and offer that support again without the expectations for anything in return. Because true service comes from wanting to help other people, not from fulfilling personal desires or agendas. You want to focus literally on the bigger picture. Consider how your actions contribute to the greater good and shift your focus away from the personal outcomes and think about how your efforts ideally serve the collective. And you have to practice detachment from the results of the service. So it is really just staying focused on serving without an expectation or a particular outcome or even a reward. So let go of the need for the recognition, for the validation. Being mindful is going to help you, because I want you to be present in your service. Okay. Focus fully on that act of giving, whether it's a kind word or a helping hand or time spent with someone. Like, do it from a place of mindfulness, because this is going to ensure your actions come from a place of true service and not the ego. Gratitude, you're going to want to cultivate gratitude for the opportunity to serve rather than looking for that acknowledgement. Recognize that the privilege of helping others is the reward in itself. And if you cultivate these qualities, you can shift from serving with the ego-driven intentions to serving with, genuine care, compassion, focus on the well-being of other people. I think it's important that we root this practice in scripture, absolutely, because the Bible is literally life's guidebook. Okay. It is the foundation for everything. And it is something I wish I would have known and understood and took serious like years ago. It would have saved me so much stress and pain and self-abuse, honestly. So why are we going to root the practice in scripture? Because the Bible literally teaches us to serve other people selflessly. Jesus is the ultimate example of servant leadership. Washed the feet of his disciples and said, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. He did not seek recognition. He didn't need a pat on the back. He didn't need praise for his actions. Instead, his heart was always to serve and love other people sacrificially. So I want to encourage you to reflect on the life of Christ. You know, find the passages that are saying, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility, value others above yourself. Anyone who wants to be first must be the last and the servant of all. These passages are all highlighted to call to serve with that humble heart and shifting that focus from personal gain to the long game, which is like kingdom purpose. Okay. Serving others is an act of worship and it reflects God's love for us. Paul taught us whatever we do, whether we eat or drink, we should do it for the glory of God. And this is something that I will definitely be working on this week. I take a lot of that for granted. Serving with humility will align your heart with God's kingdom's purpose, not personal gain, not for the world. Okay. So understand that your actions should reflect his love and care for other people. Are you serving? Are you doing something to glorify God, or are you doing it to receive the praise? And this self-check will help you shift the focus from ego to service, you know, and write down ways that you want to serve that will align with God's purpose in your life. You know, is this going to be through work? Is it going to be through your community, family, a church? Where do you need to go? You know, and we want to develop a heart of compassion and empathy. Jesus showed compassion for the marginalized, the sick, the brokenhearted, the oppressed, the sinners, all of it. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Compassion is the key to serving other people with a selfless heart. So you cultivate this by listening to other people and asking God to give them a heart of compassion. That's it. Give me the heart of compassion. Practice that active listening in conversations and focus on solely understanding the other person's needs and feelings rather than thinking about their response or what you can say to respond or how to be perceived. And practice that humility and the non-attachment, okay? Humility is a core Christian value. It teaches in Philippians, teaches that Jesus humbled himself by taking on the nature of a servant. When we serve with humility, we align ourselves with Christ's nature. So serving without expecting anything in return reflects trust in God's plan, not a desire for earthly rewards. And if you're a stay-at-home mom, you know what it is to serve people without the accolades. So I think we have a little head start in the game, okay? Because we serve the family and there, you know, there's no immediate anything for that. None of that. So we're doing it for that end game. Okay. But I want to challenge you, you know, today to think about how you can serve in ways that are unseen or unrecognized by other people. And this could be something as simple as like helping someone at work or doing some anonymous volunteer work. I just want to encourage you to embrace the idea that God sees all acts of service and that is enough. That is enough. That way you can learn to detach from the need for recognition or applause, you know, and we want to live with gratitude and joy and service. Serving other people from a place of gratitude and joy not only blesses those you serve, but it strengthens your relationship with God. And, you know, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. End game, kingdom game. Soul shit. Okay. I want you to focus on the gift and the joy and the blessing of serving and keep the gratitude journal so you can write down the ways that you've been able to serve other people, focusing not just on the act, but like the joy and the peace that it brings other people. Acknowledge that service to others is ultimately an offering to God. We don't need to slaughter animals as an offering anymore. You know, we can do this in acts of service. I think it's important that, you know, you bring prayer in as a vital part of developing that attitude of any aspect of life. God and I have been on some serious conversations today because I'm human and life is lifing. And I'm going to tell you, if I wouldn't have had these conversations with him, I would probably still be under the covers today, literally. But through prayer, like, this is how you align your heart with God's will. And this is how you are able to surrender your ego. I have done some things this week in the ego I'm not proud of, not at all. Okay. So I want you just to learn to pray before acting or posting, and ask God for the strength to serve people with the pure intentions. You get what you ask for. You have not because you ask not. Okay. Ask him to help you serve with a humble heart. You know, ask him to free you from the selfish motives. Ask him to help you let your actions reflect your love, and then create opportunities for service. It should be a regular practice, not just something we do occasionally. Jesus served those in need frequently, whether it was healing the sick or feeding the hungry or comforting the grieving. We are called to do the same thing. That's why he came here, to show us how it's done. Okay. So I want you to actively seek opportunities to serve wherever that's at, like community, church, family, wherever it's at. Okay. Create a practical plan, like committing to like volunteering once a month, or, you know, start small, like help a neighbor, help a friend, because that creates a routine of service, making it a natural part of your life. And then you need to be reflecting and evaluate, you know, self-reflection is going to help you identify whether the service is coming from a pure heart or whether ego is subtly involved. You know, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Set aside time for that regular reflection. Journal, pray about this. How did you feel after serving? Did you find peace or joy, or were you seeking the recognition and feel disappointment? When you reflect with this practice, it's going to help keep you aligned, heart and mind coherence with God's will, you know? So if you can take biblical principles with practical steps, this is how you can embrace service with the right heart, a heart aligned with God's love and purpose. Ultimately, the goal is for you to serve others as Christ did, with humility, compassion, and a desire to glorify God rather than themselves. And I am absolutely moving through this 100%. And there are parts of me that I question. I'm like, man, is this ego? And I find myself in little ways looking for, you know, the accolade or the pat on the back or the recognition. And so I don't want you to feel like you're alone here. It is absolutely human. And I feel like, you know, we let that imposter syndrome sometimes come in and set effect, like, because I messed up, maybe I shouldn't be telling you to go to Christ. And that's not true at all, right? Like, that's a devil's lie. Life is messy. Okay. So we're all here. We're all going through this. And I'm telling you, even though it might feel awkward at first, that servant leadership heart without the ego is absolutely possible. Okay. Cause I know you're looking to align your personal growth with something that is solid. And that's why I think the Bible is super important. That's why I think that it is vital to integrate faith into your life. You know, I can hear my kids going crazy, you guys. Ah, that is so funny. But that is it for today's Listen Bitch. It's a fast one. I love that. It's fucking cold in my office. Okay. It is literally snowing outside. So we're going to jump off of here, and make sure you are in my Facebook group, Bible Study for a Badass, because I do post a reading schedule in there. And if you are not subscribed to my YouTube channel, I do Bible study videos there as well. Saturdays and Sundays, I group that together just because of my schedule. I work 2 days a week, and Friday and Saturday are it. So I combine Saturday and Sunday. Anyway, those videos are up there, and make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Okay, we're here to map out the destiny that you're claiming. We're doing this now, not tomorrow. Okay, keep the fire blazing. Subscribe for my newsletter, for my emails, okay, for my little love notes, and then join me here tomorrow for some truth and transformation. Until then, rise up, show up, and own it, babe. This is Brandon Lynette signing off. Let's make this March your launch pad to legendary.